Retirement nightmare. Yes, I am trying to scare you. The retirement nightmare is looming large. Can you avoid it? Imagine baby boomers, anyone 49 to 67 years old, will spend almost as much time in retirement as they'll spend working, about 30 years. The average retirement age in the U.S. is 61, and 10% of us will live past 90. And most of them have a frightening solution to how they'll finance their retirement. Live on Social Security alone. Work forever. Inherit from a rich, unknown uncle. Actually, all three are fantasy. Social Security, have you checked with Social Security to find out what you'll collect if you continue earning as you are today? Here's their retirement estimator. Go ahead, check it out. Can you live on that? And what if the government allows inflation to eat away at what's due you by holding back cost of living increases as a way to put off Social Security running out of money? Working forever? You can't. While we extrapolate forward from how we feel today and think we'll be vibrant forever, even with an online business, I doubt you'll be keeping up with technology and the young'uns at 85. And Walmart only needs so many greeters. Rich uncles? Along with winning the lottery, this is where we go when we're in denial. Stop it! How bad is the coming retirement nightmare? Here's how bad it is. According to the latest Retirement Confidence Survey, almost 70% hope to work beyond 65 to help finance their retirement, yet only 14% find they can, whether for health reasons or no jobs. Only 50% of workers are actively saving for retirement, down 8% since 2009, because they're just having trouble making ends meet. Forget saving. One-third of Americans and a quarter of baby boomers have no retirement savings at all. Many blew through savings to weather the 2008 crisis and haven't put the money back. Half of workers have less than $25,000 saved. Over a quarter of workers have less than $1,000 saved. And only 11% of workers have saved more than $250,000. My own denial? I know how hard it is to convince ourselves that we need to do something about retirement. It feels so far away. I reached 53 saying to myself that all I needed was one more big deal and I'll fund my retirement. Meanwhile, I maintain my lifestyle with expensive mortgages, cars, toys, and travel. Ever the optimist. Besides, aren't entrepreneurs optimistic by nature? I wish I knew how to sneak this information into your brain. I wish someone had been able to do that for me. Instead, I lost everything at 53. Fortunately, because that's what finally got my attention. After that, not only did I make saving and investing a priority in my planning, but I also radically reduced my cost of living so I could play catch-up. And I've chosen to hold that simple lifestyle ever since because I know how fast you can spend money if you don't. I want to live my own version of the bucket list in retirement, where I can stay as relevant and active as I choose, for as long as I choose. So what can you do to avoid the retirement nightmare? Number one, no matter how young you are, the longer you wait to start saving, the tougher the numbers become. So stop living in la-la land. And decide what you're going to save. I don't care if you start with $25 a week. Number two, live within your means. So you're not paying off credit cards for meals, trips, and other niceties that are probably already faded memories before you finish paying for them. Number three, talk to your friends about what you're doing and convince as many as you can to do the same. It'll take the spending pressure off if everyone has the same goal. Besides, a good time doesn't have to cost a fortune. Number four, if you own your own business, get up an hour early and push that much harder for extra income that you can set aside. If your spouse has a new or side business, be doubly supportive instead of poo-pooing the effort. But be sure any new business is real, has made money, and can be scaled up. No room for fantasy here. Number five, invest in a book or two, or read some Investment for Dummies websites. to start learning what your investment options are. In short, do something. The summer's over, the year is winding down, and soon the holidays will throw another spending curveball our way. Think about how you can get started taking control of your finances now, of your future now. Sorry, but yes, I am trying to scare you, because the alternative is devastating. Let us know in the comment section below if you've gotten serious about saving for retirement, and share any tricks you've used to make that happen.